Hi everybody! Welcome back to 17 Karat K-Pop and my monthly recap of the best new music from the worlds of K-Pop, C-Pop, J-Pop, etc. Thank you for your patience with this reveal. You know life's been kinda topsy-turvy lately, but this will be worth the wait, I promise. So much great new music to cover, so be sure to listen till the end, cause after the top 20 countdown, I have tons of honorable mentions. Typical disclaimer first, remember I listen to literally hundreds of new releases every month, and amid that sea of new content, some stuff kind of blurs together. What really stands out and excels, those are the ones I pick for my top 20. It's a monumental task, let alone to rank them. So if your fave didn't make the cut, please know I had my objective music critic hat on. As I checked out new music, it's nothing personal against your fave, and maybe I subjectively agree they did a great job, but these are my as objective as can be takes. It's never some shady diss or something towards your fave. So sorry if they didn't make the cut, that's the nature of these lists. Maybe they are part of the massive honorable mention segment. With that out of the way, here is your Best of March 2024 Top 20 Countdown. Number 20. Super Dragon, New Rise. Fantastic, short but sweet EDM EP. Just such EDM banger material with unexpected twists like the flute throughout New Rise, the bass and tambourines and breakdown anthem. There's a bit of a Sion, S-I-O-N, tone to their voices in Breakdown Anthem, which I'm very here for. So in terms of both vocals and instrumentals, it's a super exciting, twisty roller coaster. Number 19. Uberworld, U-V-E-R, World, I-Century. Century referring to like a watcher, a guard. Quirky doesn't begin to cover it. These three songs are so beyond quirky. Ice Century is this saxophone-filled, yet rugged, metal band wannabe vibe, like a rock-infused jazz band. It's hard to succinctly describe these songs, but they're so well done in super surprising combinations of ways. Highlight has this stomp-along quality. It starts with an electronic focus. Separate parts, though, seem to converge, so the EDM and rock find their ways to each other and blend nicely by the end. Then they throw a flute and yet more saxophone on top for good measure. It's the perfect length, too. They really add to it and change it as they make it. It's almost like throwing in extra ingredients as you cook something. And in real time, it becomes, eventually, as final of a form as it needed. Not too much extra. You could have kept going, but you didn't. That's how I feel about the pacing, the size of the song. Then there's Uber Cozy Universe. Short but chameleonic. And it really goes fast from relatively subdued to just a rollicking, beast mode level, energetic to the max delight. Number 18. Eunice, We Eunice. This girl group, formed on the show Universe Ticket, has some familiar faces, including Sohwan from Miss Trot, Nana from Prekill, and signatures Hyunju. They have big Kepler energy. I like the name too. It refers to you and I story. U-N-I-S, get it? You and I. They have an empowering Afrobeat song in the title track Superwoman that comes with a really cute, super pink, super CGI filled music video. Other cute offerings include Butterfly's Dream, a cute way to describe that sensation of a crush and getting ready, getting up the courage to make a move. And the song about becoming this rainbow prism of musical light and energy in dopamine. But they show off a more vulnerable, soft side with Dream of Girls, and they show off a more confident as opposed to cute and youthful side in What You Need. So for a debut release, I found this to be quite varied and solid. Number 17. Say the name, 17. Zykers, X-I-K-E-R-S, House of Tricky, Trial and Error. Still excited for the day we get a full-length House of Tricky movie or video game even. Lots of potential there. They're weaving an interesting tale, spanning multiple albums and videos. Love they have another mood-setting intro, complete with a horror movie scream. This time I appreciate, though, they definitely showed a detour from sounding so 80s-like. Because honestly, songs like Rockstar really sounded like 80s ripoffs. I say that with love. You can't deny the comparisons. For obvious reasons, same company, 80s members themselves have contributed to Zeiger's work. But anyway, I'm happy that this time, at least with the title track, it sounds more like Zeiger's. It sounds less like an 80s copy. They're finding a more distinct lane from their seniors. That suits their story super well. How fast-paced it is, how unpredictable, how twist and turn, soundtrack ready. It's all great for Scooby-Doo type hijinks in the videos. Like this time with We Don't Stop, they have this mid-video sudden light switch type moment where they go black and white and the sound changes. The abrupt mid-song and mid-video pivot, just a reminder to expect the unexpected. Even just their straight-up performance video for Red Sun keeps things interesting with these blink-and-you'll-miss-it color changes, background changes. In real time, they keep showing you their journey as they go through this space-time continuum disrupting travel. Remember, their ongoing narrative is about this time travel adventure, ability to hike across the galaxy, hence the name X mixed with hikers. Anyway, I love the mix of kooky, spooky fun and in-your-face, rugged, I'm-not-afraid delivery, evil laughs and stuff, the sound effects that really add the perfect toppings to these songs. They also have a really great, impressive back-and-forth between showing off singing and rapping chops. Just so much rambunctious fun. That's the quickest way to put it. Number 16. Sorry, Fake Happy. She really is such a rock star. Her voice, her personality, so suited for rock. She gives these songs such a memorable firmness in her stances. The angst feels very real. It's a good EP for just that kind of cranky day when you want to wallow in self-pity. Like Kill the Day is about a lack of motivation. Fake Happy reflects on losing the happy-go-lucky nature you had as a child and feeling like the present feels more hollow and disappointing in hindsight because of looking back on those special childhood, free-spirited times. The happy memories make the present feel bleaker by comparison. Which leads into the song Broken, where she sings about not just feeling broken and insecure and hopeless, but compounded by feeling alone, feeling like everyone else is moving toward bright futures except her. She ends with a necessary final oomph factor with this faraway, breathy feel to her voice. The strength in her delivery comes from its feigned fragility. It doesn't have many lyrics, so it really lets you just linger, like I said, wallowing in the emotions, the thoughts she just laid out. She complains about being this wallflower, wanting to go home, not loving this crowded party scene. She compares herself to water, like just at a party, but it's not like anyone's raving about it or remembering it's there. It's just there. It's definitely the most alternative of the songs. So overall, this EP is not for everybody, but if you're in the mood for that kind of music, she is the artist who pulls it off well and with a special, unique touch to her metaphors. There's another one too, earlier, comparing herself to crumpled up paper. She has an interesting, yet not super abstract, way with words. Number 15. Bini Talaarawan. This Filipino girl group, full disclosure, I interviewed years ago. They really are and have been worthy of being on your radar. Fierce, self-empowerment, focused girl group anthems. Lots of romantic ones too, in addition to the more self-empowering ones. Others are more coy, flirty. I just think they're great representatives, both of what makes girl groups great, period, and P-pop in its potential. My favorite two tracks are the last two. Number 14. Day 6, Forever, spelled F-O-U-R, ever. Honestly, I totally thought they were done. I thought they'd be one of those groups that doesn't have an official parting song, big announcement, big expected goodbye day, but that they would be one of those groups who just silently into the night they go, you never hear from them again, or maybe not till some big reunion years down the road. I thought they were in that category, So quite a pleasant surprise that that was so not the case. And they made that very clear with that title. Four of them now, but they're not going anywhere. It didn't break up the band to a fewer members. They really sound different, though. They don't sound like old Day 6 to me. And subjectively, honestly, I prefer older stuff they've done. Objectively, they still got it. They really are experimenting well. Here they try Britpop, more of a post-Britpop. They have a grunge rock feel. They play with hard rock and softer stuff, more pop stuff, a rock ballad. They also mix more melody-focused pieces with more lyrically heavy ones. And lyrics about hindsight being 2020 when it comes to a romance. Other lyrics that have power, that comes from a mix of broad applicability and clear maturity. The specificity implied, the emotions they seem to have gone through as they grew up. They've brought that natural, that growth from experience and hindsight. Their reflections and newfound wisdom and clarity are covered to show real growth and an expanded soundscape to cover the expanded life lessons they are ready to tell. Shout out to Young K, who wrote on every track, plus Wonpil and Sunjin both also have writing credits. Number 13. Mazel, M-A-Z-Z-E-L, Parade. The Parade video perfectly summarizes this Japanese boy group's appeal. It sums up what they're all about really well. The fast cars, desert landscape, the makings of some action or just suspenseful movie trailer meets this chaotic in a good way musical soundscape and this classic boy band rugged look, a mix of classic sources of pop and boy band appeal. The variety across 15 songs is impressive. There's a wild, wild mixture of sounds on Parade, like a Super Junior on steroids song. Often you could describe their work as insert K-pop group name here, add on steroids. That's the hypercharged version you get. The pre-release Carnival is good to be on here. It's better and catchier than I first thought. It grew on me. As did Waterfall, definitely for fans of Bring It On by One Us. Nice sound effects, computerized touches in Lightning. Love the funky synths in Ain't No Fun, ironically one of the most fun songs. Fans of the boys Watch It, especially that bass, will love First Date. And it's followed nicely by a very fansong-esque Holiday. The most interesting volleying of voices amongst each other, the most interesting group dynamic performance-wise, is in Love Letter. One of the more just straight-up pop songs is Came to Dance. K&K is for fans of Even, for sure. I also want to shout out Mission, the re-recorded final track. They really saved the best, most impressive vocals for last. Number 12. XYZ, spelled E-X-W-H-Y-Z, Dressed to Kill. If you're the kind of person who likes to really just get in the zone working with techno music on, or other just fast-paced electronic sounds, they're the group for you. I am so invigorated when I listen to these songs and try to get in a zone. They're so good at this. No song should be skipped, but I do think they start out with the strongest. They pull you in, intrigue you as a listener, like where's this gonna go with Dress Code. Then Unknown Sense has just, again, this invigorating instrumental. There is some flair for the dramatic in slower stuff at the end, but for the most part, rapid EDM delights with just reckless abandon in their disregard for sticking to a template. Best summed up is they're having contagious fun. Number 11. Yanaginagi, White Cube. This is a really great anime album. If you are a fan of anime, you will really appreciate this for the way it gets you sentimental, like the song celebrating the 10-year anniversary of my teen romance comedy, Snafu. Often the focus is anthemic layering, different suspenseful layers that could do the song justice when in isolation, but don't. So they stay a fun, bustling, busy party, a busy, fast-paced party that really is OST perfect. These songs really are the best kind of anime music. It's vivid, it's visualization, prompting, it's often fast-paced, it's energetic and suspenseful, but also just has a cinematic quality that can get slower but still meaningful, like Homeward Journey, a very, this mission is going well, this movie's almost over, happy ending feeling. and the lullaby-esque art lounge. The way the sounds come together in this indescribable harmony really adds to a rich, impactful finale with Blank. Overall, great attention to detail that keeps these songs distinct and distinguishable, yet not jumbled messes. The good kind of variation. Number 10, Chunha, Eeny Meeny. I am so happy she's back, and that she's doing something really different for her, that she came back with this makeover. You could tell she's really just thriving, getting to not have a box, a label put on her style. I love that she's just feeling adventurous with it. Honestly, I prefer I'm Ready over the other song, Eeny Meeny. I do love the whacking reference to the dance move and the throwback fashion, the cool cavalier attitude as well, and all the sparkles in the video for Eeny Meeny. But to me, it's a bit of a letdown because I was hoping Hanjoon from ATEEZ would have a bigger part in it. His verse is just too short for my liking. I was hoping he would get a bigger fraction of the song, so that was a letdown. And I just think the I'm Ready video, the full version especially, just cannot be topped. Her mesmerizing dancing, the acrobatic type choreography, the flips, the turns, the mix of runway model, posing, staring, mixed with this natural, passionate inner dancer coming out of her, the light and color flashes, changes, the rad makeup, all the moving parts make for such a show-stopping number. And it was such a good way to ramp up excitement for her return. A grand return with the song and video for I'm Ready. Then the full-length version to come with Eeny Meeny. To show she's not just ready, now she's ready for way more than you even anticipated. Number 9. J-Hope, Hope on the Street, Volume 1. First of all, great album title choice. I love it almost as much as when he named an album Hope World. Second of all, it makes me so happy how true to him this is. It's so J-Hope. It's so throwback, old school hip-hop focused. It's so fittingly this homage to his origins as into dancing and that whole culture of street dancers. It also just fits him to a T to have the single be Neuron, because Neuron is the name of his former dance crew. Yet he has lyrics about, like, fearing the future and comparing the future to a ghostly presence, which seem like a coded Black Swan BTS song reference. Thematically, it covers some feelings around fame, while also being a song that harkens back to pre-BTS days. The rest of the songs are a mix of classic J-Hope from pre-BTS days even, mixed with new takes that show his growth as an artist, like the new solo version of On the Street, an interesting new reflection in the I Don't Know intro. My favorites are Lock Unlock and Neuron. Number 8. Diana Wayne, Bad. The best way to summarize the appeal of this EP: it's easy listening in its delivery and its quality, yet each song has so many moving parts. So the album feels breezy, but it's not simplistic. She clearly shows herself to be a not trying too hard, natural at this. So very substantive work that's also not a total big complex puzzle, neither boring nor over the top. The title track, Bad, is the best. Extra beautiful, more than usual, vocals. The story progression through the track list is interesting and stays pretty vague, so you can kind of dream up your own take on it. But after Bad, singing about where a relationship has clearly become irreparable or just harmful, not meaningful like it should be, it's run its course. Then on Somebody Else, she sings things like, quote, maybe somebody else will give you the world, unquote. Then in Bedroom, she sings about feeling free in her own private space. Quote, I just wanna turn off all the lights and walk into a new world, run away with all my stuff and the company of my closest friends, unquote. She talks about wanting to maybe enter a dream world, take a break from this world with Dear Diary, and she ends with Deep in the Forest, singing about going to run away and dream in the forest. So overall, it just covers a neat, simple story about wanting to run away and dream up a new beginning. A clear, not too complex narrative, but like I said, it's so not boring how she gets there. Number 7. Yua, borderline. A really interesting take on a bird analogy. It's a tried and true analogy in songs. You're a bird, you want to be out of your cage, you want to spread your wings and fly. But she had a new take on it, the way she kind of becomes one, and almost might be alluding to a black swan, swan song-ish metaphor, as she poofs into just a cloud of black feathers at the end of the otherwise unassuming office presence in the video for Rooftop. But the song itself, too, has a unique style to its way of conveying that bird metaphor. The rooftop analogy, too, is interesting. She didn't want to fly far, just to the rooftop. Give her some freedom, and that's enough to satisfy her. The confidence is consistent. The B-sides, Love Myself and Shooting Star, pretty clear, just about loving herself, comparing herself to a star, dazzling the world, lighting up the world. There's a fun bridge in that one, too. This, oh, where could I be? Will you ever find me? Playfulness to it. I also love the video for Rooftop because she really did intentionally change things up. She intentionally wanted to show us something new, so she performed in higher heels than she ever has tried before, and I think she nailed it. She also performed with lifts and stuff. Outfit-wise, too, she mixed it up. Love her footwear, love her take on an LBD, love her hair both long and in a sleek ponytail. She's just so stylish in every way. Number 6. Kim Sawol, Sawol, Default. She's quite intriguing in that she has kind of been an anti-star, intentionally going by the pseudonym that refers to the Korean word for April, her birthday month. She's an artist you probably have not heard of by design. She's shy and likes to just let her stories speak for her. She describes this album as, quote, about a narrator who cannot adapt to the universal concept of love. So the person goes on a journey to find the real meaning of love, unquote. The first half of that journey is rock. Then it turns into a folk album. So as you get to know this curious artist, you get like a two-in-one experience. Rock, then folk. Some songs like Love Me or Else, she really lets less is more be her guiding motto. Like one of few lyrics, relatively, in Love Me or Else is, I love to be unlovable, that's what keeps me sane. I love to be unlovable. Which, you know, is a defensive instinct, because if she really felt that way, the song wouldn't be called Love Me or Else. Other songs just speak volumes, again, with less is more. Few words, but the word choice is extra careful. Even just the titles evoke enough sentiment to get what she's saying. Trading tears, knife, poison, don't cry a river. Signals Across the Night has one of her favorite lyrics, and I agree. When all my tears have been shed, I'll fold a flower with the tissue I cried for you. Really vivid ways of putting how she's feeling. She also stirs up a lot of thought with her comments on nothing is perfect in Default. She sings about 70 or 80% good. That kind of love is nice and realistic, but I'm always going to be pursuing that 100% love. So a very one-of-a-kind, notable artist who shows the power in some simplicity, at least on the surface. Unique artistry that extends to the visuals, too. She has this Country Bear Jamboree iteration, I guess, for one video. Another new one is also hard to explain, but is an interesting mix of formats and transitions. Number 5. Illit, Super Real Me. First things first, let's talk about the New Jeans comparisons. I will admit, I definitely first was like, oh my gosh, they're basically a New Jeans knockoff. Like, they're just taking what New Jeans did and trying to recreate the success of it. The fresh-faced, low to no makeup style, the approachable girl next door demeanor, the low-key appearances mixed with the very teenage, very youthful diary entry type lyrics and themes, the five members. However, if you really dig deeper into this release, you'll see why those comparisons only go so far, and calling them a complete copy shows they didn't do the research. Lyrically, Illit is different for a more daydreamer style. New Jeans is more about crushing and flirting, talking to you, whereas Illit, the voice in their songs, is more talking to themselves. literal dreaming in Midnight Fiction, and they write about being the protagonist and the writer of a story in Midnight Fiction. They sing about believing in themselves without needing, as they put it, a golden ticket in Lucky Girl Syndrome. So their songs are kind of like skipping through life, lost in your imagination. New Jeans, it's more like strutting through life to casually approach your crush. There's a different way their stories carry themselves. There's also a major difference with the video premise. They've got a very different storyline. In this alternate world, they each have a superpower, but it's not made the full plot. It's not like the whole plot is, hey, look at our superpowers. It's more like, hey, look at our surreality, where superpowers just happen to be a part of the story. It's a very ambiguous, so far, premise. Then there is the way they dance, which to me, their version has the kind of loose flow to it and fashion choices to go with it that do bring to mind New Jeans. But New Jeans is a bit more polished, maybe? Polished isn't the right word. These girls seem a bit more like AKB48, NGK46, etc. Those groups who intentionally are made to start out seeming amateurish. Because the whole marketing premise is you grew up with them. You root for them as they get better and cleaner with their dancing. They're not supposed to start out looking really in sync and tight. And these dance moves are very loose, very kind of not in sync, really. They're not polished. Not amateurish, but just different. They feel like they're dancing just like not true dancers, just people. The way their hair is just left loose to be messy too. Their kind of frenetic hand gestures. It's all very unprofessional on purpose. So their whole demeanor, I do find different from New Jeans. But on the surface, yes, quite a few comparisons are warranted. They keep a mix, dance, pop, R&B, house music. They also have that youthful appeal with super young producers. Lots of young producers work on Illit stuff. So give them a chance to further show how they're distinct and just keep an eye on them. I do think they will really catch on. Number 4, Scandal Luminous. This Japanese rock group continues to impress me. They have such an original way with words. They sing about relatable feelings with very surprising word choices. Like the opening track about wanting to feel like you're living a more content, satisfied life each day. So be more satisfied than you were yesterday. Then they use a metaphor of replacing the fixation on the stains and wrinkles on your pants with a focus on how nice the pleats still look. The song Candy is quite original too. It's basically about, let it out. You'll feel better not just from crying, but from the candy I will give you after you agree to just let it out before it builds up in you. Some lyrics engage, interestingly, with the song titles, like Loop, where they sing, All I Need Is To Be Free. Other standout details, the killer guitar in Line of Sight, Vision was another smart pre-release choice. The bustling upbeat party song, Plum, with interesting words of wisdom about holding up okay post-breakup but not denying it was real love, and this is real pain now. Gosh, every song is just so well-crafted. There are layers to these songs. The overall message is kind of about keep on keeping on, and you can live a luminous life. Number 3, Purple Kiss, BXX. Truly, they have something so special. Like I've said countless times on this show before, my brother's not really into K-pop, but Purple Kiss he loves. So his Spotify Wrapped every year is like the most intense metal and screamy music and stuff that just is so not K-pop. And then Purple Kiss is in the middle of that most streamed list. It's so funny every year. Anyway, but they really do have an appeal for non-K-pop fans, or the meh, sometimes they're okay, K-pop fans. They have something super special. Their synergy, the way their voices work together, build off of each other, the unique color to their vocals, the way they each have solo star potential but never overshadow each other, the way their dance performances and stage presence, facial expressions, all that is so on point, just as much as they're still showing off vocal chops too. They're all around just such good entertainers. And they are once again here and flex their might with the lovely a cappella highlight medley. They always go for a cappella, love it so much. They stayed pretty consistent in terms of strong suits for these songs, but it was different for them in terms of lyrics. Usually there's a bit more clever wordplay. Not as much this time. They're getting more just straightforward up front, but there is still some bite to their lyrics. The personality's still there, just different. More mature, maybe. My personal favorite, Bittersweet. Heart Attack is really good too. I find the B-sides stronger than the title track, actually, BBB. So they kept all the Purple Kiss-isms that always made them stand out to me. But they also not really leveled up as much as leveled to the right or left. They've always been at this top peak. They're just finding new ways to stay there. Number 2. NCT Dream, Dreamscape. Since we talked about this extensively on an episode of NCT Talk from not too long ago, I will keep this really short and just say they did a fantastic job. No skips. The lyrics really have a lot of hidden extra meanings if you know the whole elaborate world building of their short films. The cross-dimensional Inception meets Matrix type premise, the lab rat plot. We broke it all down previously. But it's also just plain fun. A mix of hip-hop and pop, some songs with appeal in the puns, like Carrot Cake, which also talks about carrot jewelry, and the full circle Breathe-In, which starts with Where Am I? And ends with Here I Am. They also infuse these songs with their classic youthful charm, this just sweet boyish outlook. Their smoothie song, they describe it as like, just about mixing things up. You're their smoothie as in, you're refreshing. And they're just gonna shake up all the bad stuff and mix it with the good and make a new concoction. Making lemonade out of lemons, only taken in a weird direction. They also stay having this childlike optimism, this pep in their step, personality-wise, with several songs that talk about the unknown and diving as good things. Like, it's not drowning, it's being able to swim in this vast sea of possibilities in your future. The songs are bops and super meaningful. I said I would keep it short, but one last thing about this. Love the album title. Dreamscape is perfect for them, and they have extra meaning with the parentheticals in place of the E, like escape. The E escaped. You know I have an EXO conspiracy theory about that we talked about before, but aside from that, they said that was for like a gateway, a symbol of a separation between realms. Yeah, very conceptually tied into everything else. I love the attention to detail in every part of this. Drumroll, please, for the best new music of March. Wendy, Wish You Hell. She really showed off an interesting distinction in two ways. One, from Red Velvet as a group, and two, from the ballad singer known for ballads of the past. So Wendy's past solo work feels very different, as does Red Velvet's group sound. Yet throughout this release, there are a lot of parallels I see to Red Velvet's style. So Wendy's just showing kind of her own contributions to Red Velvet's musical colors. She has moments where she does classic Red Velvet-isms, the youthful lyrics mixed with vengeance-ridden ones, the villainous persona, the alter ego who comes out on a dime. Mixes of orchestral flourishes and trap beats or R&B beats. Plus she references a red pigment, Vermilion, in that final track. It's all very, you can't take the Red Velvet out of the girl, even if you take the girl away from Red Velvet. The story itself, too, has shades of Red Velvet, but also different. Like, the Wish You Hell video does have that Red Velvet-specific aesthetic, that combination of ballerina chic, princessy, cutesy style, mixed with this evil, spooky premise. Like, someone's up to some haunted antics. A gothic meets fairy tale merging. Across an array of sounds, Wendy stays sounding so confident and in control, and she's in the video too, basically burying her old self. It's interesting timing, because in the Wish You Hell video, punk Wendy attends the funeral of princessy Wendy, but then she wears a princessy outfit later in the video, so it's like a new Wendy emerged after the old one. So she couldn't fully kill her former self off, she just evolved. Now it's time for so many honorable mentions. Remember, if you're a paying subscriber, link in description, you get this list of honorable mentions, the mega list, for you. Otherwise, get out a pen and paper, get ready, there's a lot. I'm going to start with some categories. Best new covers. Love Stacy's cover of Fancy by Twice. They really personalized it, made it their own, made it worth covering. I also loved Vincent Blue's take on Honesty by Pink Sweats, Jake from Enhyphen's cover of Bozzy's I Don't Think I'm Okay, and Wendy's pretty astonishing cover. Boldly, she chose I Have Nothing by Whitney Houston. Make sure to show some love to Lucy's song sequel and 17-member DK's take on it. And there were two songs this month that got two totally separate, unrelated covers that really impressed me. Amazing Grace was covered this month, both by Bumkey as part of his piano ballad-focused new album, The Obedient, and by Jem, the C-pop artist, G.E.M. They both had a very different take on Amazing Grace, but both were worth checking out, as well as two new takes on Psycho by Red Velvet, the Seoul Philharmonic Orchestra rendition, and Bull Fours on Lee Hyori's show. Other live sets you need to know about. ZR Park with Orange Heads. They did some of his songs, like Hero in the Mirror, gave him a really cool new energy, and showed that ZR Park has a very one-of-a-kind voice that's not just quirky, but there's talent there too. There's personality, not just for the sake of personality, but organically in vocal control. So great live performance to show what he's got. It was filmed in late 2023, but there's a new uploaded official YouTube cut of that live set. So search for ZR Park times Orange Heads. It's there. It's great. Shout out to G Idol for the new live band version of Fate, Mars 23 for the new live album for the Fight with the Demon tour, and Jeff Sutter teaming up with Nant to Nant for both Ghost and White Flag live sessions. Ghost is the one for March. Really hoping more down the pipeline. I also really love TXT's live covers for the live solo stages as part of a fan meeting. Those new uploads, the one downside is just the quality is a bit disappointing. It's very much the feel of homemade filming in a fan meeting type show. Would love a professional studio cut of Yeonjun's Guilty by Taemin, come on, Taehyun's Bruno Mars cover of Finesse. We've gotten some officially with Skater Boy, Subin's original, but I need all five live solo stages they recently uploaded to get a better quality upload. In terms of new videos for older songs, older before March, Cha Eun-woo is following up his great new EP with more singles like You're the Best, Cute Dog Alert, and You and I, Cute Animation Alert. That was actually late February, but both are great. N4Eve released a new dance video with really great red outfits, a fiery presence in Hot to Hot. In terms of the best new remixes, I want to shout out the new 2024 concert versions of Dreamcatcher's Lullaby and The Curse of the Spider, the new Seeb remix of Sweet Venom by Enhyphen, Le Sserafim's Smart remixes, the Ice Cream remixes of 2X by Taeyeon, a throwback classic, Chocolate Cream by Laysha, got a remix called Chocolate Cream 2 with Microdot, and the Fire Tribs remix. That's the collab between Yuki, Jake, and Alan Walker. In terms of best new OSTs, I want to shout out aespa for Get Goin' from Fraggle Rock, better than it had any right to be, BSS for The Reasons of My Smiles, and Soongwan, Lonely Stars. New compilation albums, Genix N underscore G, I'm most excited to see Flavor on there. Little Glee Monster, Unlock, they have a cute new manga-esque video as well to go with this release. I'm most glad to see on that compilation the 2024 version of Echo. On J Soul Brothers III's Land of Promise, I'm most glad to see Seven Crowns. And on Girl Squared, We Are Girl Squared 2, I'm really happy to see their Ice Cream collaborations. Rocksteady, The Finest, they are indeed the finest. And now for a miscellaneous rapid-fire round of even more honorable mentions. I'm really digging the feel-good vacay vibe of Apple to App with Sandra Park. It's called Too Proud, number 2. It's so good vibes filled. He has this presence, kind of like T-Pain, but he also has this auto-tune draped delivery that adds to the sense of not trying hard, yet he does, you can tell, have real vocal chops, and he's clearly using some electronic tweaking vocal filters for the fun of it, not for a need to. They make an interesting contrast vocally and overall style-wise, and it's just a nice early summer vibe. Shinjiro Ate looks fantastic in the video for Fun Forever. Real, R-E-O-L, is, as always, at the top of her game with her hyperpop warp speed sound for Want You Love It. There's a beautiful ballad out by Park Jae-up and Kim Do-hee. It's called Can We Love Without Going Crazy. Neve, N-I-V-E, has a really impressive showcase of his vocal control with Will You Be My Life, because he sounds so intentionally on the verge of tears, voice trembling but still in a very controlled, intentional acting kind of way. He never loses the emotional thread and intentionally makes it feel like he is. Really well done. Wee Wee could have a real TikTok hit if given the right promo for Thinking About You, the new sped up version. PP Crit is giving nonstop model energy with Ooh. Another beautiful new ballad, Your Profile Photo by Sun Taejin. It's nice to hear Wani of the girl group Weena have a moment to let her pretty voice take center stage for TAT time after time. Hanyeom exudes likability on a short but sweet release, Florist, the must-hear B-side, Constellation. Hello Gloom went for a total pivot, mixing things up with the super catchy Mamacita. Laidback R&B Done Right by Bo Bay with Escape. Eerie, IRI, released Run, a city pop-inspired sound that is perfect to accompany her unique tone. Love the new Six's new song, Fuego. It really is their best instrumental to date, their best synergy to date, their most in-sync choreography to date. You can see the growth in them as a team. Love with Inyeon Choi's new song Helpless. It comes with a video that is very meaningful yet simplistic. Straightforward, it's for a song called Helpless, but it shows a silver lining, a bit of hope, in the straightforward symbolism of this flower blooming. A patch of dirt that follows her wherever she goes is suddenly viewed differently as soil for something better and brighter to bloom out of. All it takes in a video, one key prop, to really tell a story that amplifies a song's message, and that's a great example. Really cool animations, unnecessary though, since the lyrics themselves are already quite vivid, for Lucy's new song, The Night Who Can't Die and The Silk Cradle. X-Shin released Still Alive, a one-of-a-kind electronic number that makes me think in the future it would be perfect if he teamed up with DPR Arctic. A very colorful standout song from everyone, Brown Tigger and all his friends, so many features, on No Roots, No Fruits. I want to shout out Mia for Meow, because I love puns, and she has cat lyrics, but also, I love her style, it's very fearless. The short blue hair, the light pink fuzzy coat, she's really just doing her own thing now, outside of GWSN, and I'm very happy for her. Lee Seung-gi released Desire to Fly, a special new song about feeling like you had to go through the darkness before dawn, that period of darkness that you took lessons from was needed to transform and really spread your wings and fly, hence the title. So it's a great message, universally relevant, reflective, and of course he's got a great voice. Speaking of great affecting voices, Cassie released Full Bloom. Great choice to have the main track be Love Fool, a very fun, throw caution to the wind, give love another chance message. Cooing sounds beautiful with Wreck. The video has beautiful scenery as well, and she sounds just as dreamy on B-side Moonlight. Speaking of the moon and dreamy voices, Moon Soo-jin sounds stellar on Blessed. She really hits her stride by the time she's in her third track, Stay 911. That perfect sweet spot there, she walks the line between what R&B enthusiasts and pop enthusiasts want most. She keeps things varied though. There are deep, bass-heavy, sultry, mature songs, other times more orchestral angles. Great range, great voice. Super Junior DME, release 606. They had a safe choice in the GGB title track. Obvious hook and foot tapping potential. The rest of it too is very easy to like. The guitar-led Rose and Missing Pieces. Hangover, which is destined for an Ice Cream remix. The best, I think, is Twisted, which would be really interesting if mixed with something like Baila Conmigo by One Us. Twisted meets Baila Conmigo? That could go off. I like the marketing of Ampersand One's One Hearted. The cool teaser video where each member got to explain their listening preferences. A way to highlight both how music unites us all, a love of music, and how each individual member's taste differs. To come and create together a big colorful collective with a lot of likable, danceable potential with the three-song EP. There are interesting stylistic choices with the Broken Heart video. It reminds me a bit of Ghost 9, the gamer boy meets neon lit arcade game, Night at the Arcade kind of aesthetic, sporty meets surreal style. Hard to neatly summarize, but they've got that going on. Novelcore has been on a roll. He released the single Chaos, where he raps really passionately about don't call me a rapper or a singer, don't box me in. He's got a great Chanmina reference too, love that. Then there's Swagginger Area with Dr. Swag. Ian Vale, probably my favorite of the three. That song with El Noel, L-N-O-L, has the most ambiguous, intriguing, interpretive dancer-centered music video. A new girl group is here from the company that brought us Brave Girls. This one's called Candy Shop. Hashtag Hashtag has this call and response ready opening, this rising action, drumroll filled feel. Good Girl, the single, really shows they're going for an XG situation. Kind of XG sonically and mix visually mix. In BAE 173's new EP, the must hear is the middle song, Crimson. Electronic meets throwback hip hop traces, meets some other mixed bags too. NND released Wonder Eye, a nice range of rock sounds, moods, tempos. I prefer the faster ones, relatively. Overdrive, Kind of Love. Another band going for a K-rock sound, mainly pop, but a bit of pop rock. 7US with Spring Canvas. They have sweet, gentle vocals on Satellite. They go upbeat with Day by Day. They have a solid live performance feel to the ending, pretty good. I do think Want You Back would be way more popular if only more K-pop fans knew about it. A lot of interesting production moves with Tempest's album, Tempest Voyage. The songs have very unexpected pacing, segment stacking, layering, spacing out of voices, ad-libs, instruments. All the pieces are kind of configured into new-to-them puzzles. I respect that. Ken the 390 and Go Uki, UEKI, released Blaze Your Heart, and the synthesizers in it make you ascend. Like, it is so, so fun, the nonstop synth voice. It is intoxicating. So much so with the instrumental that I'll forgive the cliche believing yourself lyrics. Yoga Lin released Love Lord. Who Doesn't Wanna was a smart main track choice. I like that it tells a story kind of split in two. The first half sadder. The second half, then, doesn't go to optimism, more like resigning to fate, accepting what is, and goes away from pity. Vanillaire have a great new rock album, Smoking with the Angel. Really in your face, looking away. They have rock ballads, like Puppet, but the slower songs have surprising twists, Horizon, headbang-worthy drumming on songs like Save Me, unexpectedly one of the more melodic ones, with a charged title but a less intense delivery than expected, is called Die Alone, Rotten Hell. Left Behind, I would say, is the most alternative of the sounds. Hollow is definitely for Woods fans. My favorite, though, still the single, Alive. Tan released Tan W Series 3 Tan World Version. Lots of bouncy, bright synth pop. A live band is in order for some of the songs, though, to get full justice. Dreamy Love Area, they feel like they need a live band to really add the oomph. One song that does have all the oomph, their take on Hypertonic. Very unexpected, worlds collided when a Thai rapper I'm into, F-Hero, teamed up with Body Slam and a J-Rock group I am really in love with, Baby Metal. They all teamed up for Leave It All Behind. As eccentric as you could hope for, it's so intense. I can't even imagine the energy it has live. So good, and so in your face, so tough love. A really engaging instrumental demands attention as they basically aggressively tell you to cheer up because things will get better. Yes, they will, believe me. Leave your worries behind. Forgive yourself. Come on. The past is the past. Don't be mopey. Don't be woe is me. Let's go. Artemis, ARTMS, aka Part of Luna, released Birth, one of many singles coming this spring. Definitely was not expecting this. We'll talk about the video more in a future episode, but so far, intriguing story, and the sound is, like I said, unexpected. This ominous horror movie eeriness, the hushed tones. Something is about to happen. Story-wise, get ready. Exile the Second got my attention with the Far East Cowboys. They really have kind of a big bang streak in the album by putting back to back Going Crazy and Beautiful Angel. Yeon Jun Hyun released Beautiful Dystopia. There's some acoustic stuff, R&B stuff, a new pitch and haze over his voice within my sight. The best, I think, is Beautiful Dystopia, which was a good choice for the title track, thematically and sonically. B.I. released a Japanese EP, Tadaima. The vibe goes from melancholy, pretty solemn, to bouncy and hopeful. A cool evolution over just a few tracks. There's pop ballads, then midpoint and acoustic number. Then the fun ramps up with Elevator, featuring Chanmina, then reaches max fun for the finale. Another great collab with a standout Japanese artist, Na 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 with Sky High. The boys concluded the fantasy three-part special with Love Letter, and it feels very final. It really does effectively convey that sense of closing the books. This full, satisfying, contentment-centered nectar video. Like, this movie really is reaching its hallmark ending, as is this era ending with the song Dear that ends with a period. Last title of the era ends in a period and is a ballad about this song is a letter from me to you. Keep it with you, cherish it. Like I said, satisfying, complete feeling choice. I'm very happy for Highlight. They really are so remarkable if you stop and think about it. From Beast to this, the amount of iterations they've gone through, it's remarkable. So I love that this release is just very easygoing. Like, instead of starting their career with really safe stuff and easy to follow dance moves and not overly requiring in-depth detail video premises and just goofy, fun levity, instead of starting the career that way, they did the opposite. So now it's like, you go. It doesn't feel generic. Now it feels like, yeah, you've earned this pass. You get a pass for no deeper meaning, for no super cool, tricky dance move, the over-the-top facial expressions. You've earned this chance to just have some fun. So good title track choice. I will say, though, if they had considered a different title track than Body, my guess is it was How to Love. Definitely the potential. Son released Its Call. Throughout, the trot vibes are strong, but interrupted enough to keep your interest if you're not into the trot sound. Like by choosing an unexpected collaborator, the bombastic Bobby, for the low-key, relatively, I'm in love. And the mid-trot dance party intermission, the piano and gentle guitar-focused Miss You. I like that he's embracing a very distinct style from Icon. He summed up his own video as weird telemarketer. That was the premise. A weird telemarketer. You go, Son. V released Friends. Love the parentheses around the word end. The story summed up in just the title. The song about putting the end in friends, pretty cut and dry. But then the video really added that creativity that we've come to expect from V's execution of a premise. It sends a message that I interpret as the grass is always greener on the other side. V starts out the video going through the motions of daily life alone while witnessing the world full of happy couples. Everyone's super lovey-dovey. The world is your PDA playground. He gets hit by a car, triggering part two of the video. When he wakes up and he's next to his girl and they go through life lovey-dovey, PDA filled, as everyone around them fights and looks like miserable couples. Again, he gets hit by a car, which ends the second half. So lots of questions remain at the end of the video. But I do interpret it as the grass is greener on the other side, meaning that you pine after a relationship and feel like the only one without one. But people are less happy, find their relationships less perfect than you thought. And then you may not realize how much other people envy you and your relationship, or your lack thereof. They're jealous of your avoidance of a relationship and its pitfalls. That's how I take it, but different ways you could. You could also read into the way his memories are juxtaposed from Crash 1 and Crash 2. You could consider those separate, like not one version of possible events and another, but both actually happened, two crashes, and what that says, to juxtapose the first and second halves, like they're both retellings of what really happened. I love a punny title, and I love a video that leaves me in thought. Kim Namju has a great message of unconditional empowerment with bad. She's got a cool disco pop sound for Mirror Mirror, hyping herself up. After an intro narration from actor Daniel Henney, she sings about not needing your go-ahead to start feeling confident. Then sings about being a bad girl with bad. Then is a self-directed pep talk in the form of a ballad for riding out. Nice messages, like, quote, "In moments when I feel like I'm trapped in a tangled maze, I'm scared but I open the door," unquote. The boy group Zodiac, X-O-D-I-A-C, released Soul Day with an X in place of an S. They have a lot of classic, flirty K-pop boy band, sappy material. They go for a higher register, flexing, with Hey Day. What really makes me wanna recommend this, though, are the videos, which are basically short films. Long story short, it's a story of lucid dreaming, struggles to decipher what is really happening, versus what came to be in a dream, how much are premonitions versus just all in his head. Also questions about when he is real, and when people around him, sometimes mid-convo, stop seeing him. Literally, it's like he becomes a ghost, a non-entity. The story is more complex than just dreaming or not. It's also just kind of about states of consciousness. One plot point is about him, during a performance, being knocked unconscious by a stage lamp. What's happening could be post-head injury, but was that head injury seen part of a dream too? So levels here, and I respect the amount of detail that went into these short films. That all helped type up the A-side Hey Day. It's an understatement to call Yun Posse a zany group. They are so quirky. The XXLEP, no exception. Full disclosure, I have interviewed them for the site, so some bias here in their favor. But I do think they have something very special, which is why I reached out, excited to do an interview in the first place. Anyway, real attitude with the rapping, the hip-hop. They epitomize a current K-pop trend I see that always is recycled. The street style, 90s hip-hop vibe in fashion, in videos. And the sound overall of this EP definitely makes me think XG fans and YP fans, Yun Posse, there should be overlap there. Different kinds of take charge demeanors and bonkers videos, but both find ways visually and auditorily to really transfix an audience. They both have a palpable charisma that I think makes them complementary on a playlist. The video for XXL, super hard to summarize. Just expect giant inflated objects, 2D flat cloned versions of themselves, taking over the city, a humorous, humbling experience towards the end. They're left humbled and ignored. They exert a bunch of superpowers, use this fun gadget, things fly through the sky. Overall, what they do that makes it warranted to say they're in the same convo as XG, I think, is that intrigue they provoke, making you stay really curious what comes next for them. We'll stop here for today. Thank you all so much for tuning in, and I'll talk to you all again very soon. Don't forget to subscribe, link in description, to get the full top 20 and more of my thoughts in that. Bye, everybody.